One of the most influential figures in country music died yesterday. Singer, guitarist, and rhinestone cowboy Buck Owens was 76 years old. During his long career, he had more than 20 number one records.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make the big star out of me. We'll make the film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
The Beatles covered Buck Owens' first number one single. Although he was a Nashville outsider, he brought country music to television as co-host of the show Hee Haw. His brand of music came to be known as the Bakersfield Sound. Buck Owens described it in a 1989 NPR interview.
The Bakersfield Sound, I think, is it's a mix of Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys and Little Richard. I liked music with a big beat, and I liked the driving sounds of the drums and the guitars.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again.
This was Buck Owens' biggest hit. It topped the country music charts for 16 weeks in 1965, but the music was changing. String arrangements began to replace fiddles. Nashville's original Grand Ole Opry closed, and Owens' raw honky-tonk sound seemed destined for the dustbin. But in the 1970s, his music was discovered by country rockers, the Byrds and the Flying Burrito Brothers. And when the new traditionalists entered the scene, Owen said his career was back on track.
When all these new people came along, when Dwight Yoakam came along, Rodney Crowell and Randy Travis and Ricky Van Shelton, saying, you know, give it to me straight. I don't want my music made by machines. I just want to hear good, plain country music. And the nice part about it, it was all the young people that were saying that.
Buck Owens was elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1996, although he preferred to call what he made American music. Buck Owens died yesterday at his home in Bakersfield, California.